So that's a smooth sounding Mr. Al Jarreau with a song called We In This Love Together. And I'm playing that song on purpose based on getting married and our marriage vows and all of that. And then so I'm talking specifically to you guys that's gone and done that marriage vows. And I'm not talking specifically if you've gone and got married on court. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking when you have the ceremony and you're inviting God into that, and also to your partner where you have vowed certain things. Are we sticking to that? This one says, good day, Marco. Be quick to forgive, even if you're happy your misunderstandings occur, but be quick to confess and forgive, even if you are wrong. This one says, I've been married 32 years, but it wasn't easy, but through the grace of God, we're still standing. My husband and I serve God together, so I'm grateful for that. God should be put first in each marriage or in each person. Of course, that's from Barbara R. there. And this one says, hi, Marco. The one thing that puzzles me is that people quote Mark 10:9, but what if God never set out the person who married for you? Because when we want something, God gives us onto our own desires, just a spanner in the works. Let me take the spanner out of the toolbox, though. But whether you're marrying that person, you're making vows and stuff. So wrong person, right person. At that particular time, you I don't think there's a gun involved or a shotgun wedding, but you've made, obviously, the commitment there. So it's up to you. It's up to you to honor that commitment there. This one says, Marco, ons is 47 jaar getroud. Winde en storms het gekom, maar die Here in jou lewe herinner jou aan jou gelofte en belofte aan God voor die altaar op jou troudag. Yeah, okay. So thank you so much for that. I'm going to get into some of your other comments that came through, coming through thick and fast. And so do you want me to continue with this particular marriage topics? I want to do a series on it. I think it's important that we need to speak about ourselves, but I need to speak into people as well. There's people listening that's not going to participate today, but I know that you need to hear what's coming through with regards to what the comments some people are saying.
Mr. Jacobs, good afternoon. Thanks for a beautiful program. The subject is on point today when it comes to marriages. And the devil are really attacking marriages. And there is a saying that is going, if you worry, I know noch. And what the people don't understand is that they don't want to struggle anymore with a person. And because simply, okay, if you don't want to come right, I will just leave you and go on with my life. But what we don't realize is that the people that are suffering are the children within the marriage. Your marriage it's tough, it's tough. It's not easy, but communication is the key. I got married at 22. I married now for 12 years, going for 13 years. It's tough, Marco, but really the Lord kept us. I have learned in this process that to tell your wife that she is beautiful, you need to honor her, you see. And sometimes you met your wife, she was very, you understand, she had a nice body. And but now, obviously, you can think as a guy. Yo, after 3 children, obviously, there's going to be, the body changes, you understand? Now, you as a guy expect her to be the same as you met her 12, 15 years ago. Are you really sick if you're going to think that? You see, but for me, really, we need to honor our wives. And by doing so, they will also show us the necessary respect that we need as their husbands. But yeah, thanks for a great show, sermon.
So real talk right there. And on the other side of that coin is that we as men, we also, our bodies also change. Just putting it out there. And so, sure, you guys must see the responses coming through. Yeah, I'm not going to get to all of them, but I'm going to continue with this particular topic. And my big bro says, our marriages are not there to make us happy, but to make us holy. And he says, please continue with this topic, the good, the bad, and the ugly of it. And we have to win in this arena as believers. I think next week we're going to talk about, and I'm going to theme it, the good, the bad, and the ugly of marriage. I think let's talk about that. And I think we need to go into these things with our eyes wide shut. Eh? I think we need to really be sober-minded about how we go in. It's great being romantic. But when life happens, what do we do with that? And then go back to those vows for better or for worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health. And that one that I like, forsaking all others. Yeah, real talk here on the Lunch with Marco show today. So I don't have the answers. I just want to open the conversation, because you know what? Oftentimes we don't like to talk about the things that makes us uncomfortable. And the power of the enemy lies in the fact that he keeps things secret for us. But let's get into some more of your comments.
Goeiemiddag, Marco. Die Here is goed vir hierdie dag. Om my waar te sê, ek is volgende jaar, ek is nou 19 jaar getroud. Volgende jaar maak ek my 20 jaar vol. En nog steeds dieselfde vol vreugde. Want die Here het hierdie huwelik is op die Here gebou. Hierdie huwelik is op die rots van die Here gebou. En ek sal altyd vir mense sê dat ons moet ons vows, ons moet dit uitleef. Soos dat ons sê, dus het uitleef, want wanneer paters op mekaar verneek, dan verneek hulle niet vir die paters nie, maar dan verneek hulle die Here ook, want hy sê wat hy by mekaar gevoeg het, enige maar so moment as ons trou en ons het die wouds die oor mekaar gesê, dan word ons een, en as ons een is, beteken dat het kan, sodra ek op my pater cheat, beteken dat ek verneek dan vir myself. Praise the Lord, maar die Here help ons. Mag die Here u reglik seën in hierdie dag, Here.
Thank you so much for that. What God has put together, let no man or woman put asunder. Sure, we need to protect our marriages. The enemy is having a fun time, hey? And so when I get an invitation from one of the people that I have the biggest respect from, and he's very, very shy media-wise and public-wise, and he says, Marco, I will join you in that show, Marco, if you don't have a speaker, me and the Mrs. So we'll have Mr. and Mrs. Donovan Jacobs next week there. He's extended the invitation. So do come next week. Let's talk about this. I think it is important. Let's talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of marriages. And so I think it will be a blessing to you guys as well. I am going to go into a track of music. I'm going to end it there for now. If you must see my screen, it's like a Christmas tree that's lighting up here. So let's continue to have these topics. I really want to speak into the marriages, and then eventually I want to get to maybe renewing the vows. I think if you're up for that, let's have a beautiful ceremony where we can recommit to that. But for now, I'm going to get to this track of music by BB Winans. It's called It's a Love Thang.